This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. So we are, and so shall it be. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the week of September 4th to the 8th. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael Harrison is off this week, and so in his stead, we have the executive editor and the vice president of Talkers, Kevin Casey, with us to go through the story list and the people list. And our usual discussion, well, Art, Michael and I have a, you and I have been friends for a long time. Michael and I have this sort of strange, cogent relationship. And so sometimes we get a little off the beaten path. I know you listen to us each week and we do get a little, so I'll try to be a good boy today, Kevin, and not lead you astray too much.
Yeah. I'll try not to follow you.
Okay, perfect. All right, so we're off to a good start. All right.
Exactly.
Yeah, the story list, we shall begin at number 10. Please do the honors.
Certainly, for the week of September 4th to the 10th, top news talk stories. Number 10, record heat and hurricane threats. At number 9, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 8 this week, the January 6th sentences. Number 7, congressional map rulings. At number 6, the migrant crisis. At number 7, Joe Biden impeachment inquiry. At number 4, the Hunter Biden investigation. At number 3, the presidential race, including the 14th Amendment argument. And number 2, Joe Biden's low job ratings. And number 1 this week, Donald Trump's legal battles.
Wow, this is a shocker.
Yeah. Well, people talked about this. I was going to say, you want to do the people now?
Yeah, I want you to do the people, and then we'll go through some
real quickly,
stuff.
The number of people talked about this week, most talked about peeps, starting at number 10, Mitch McConnell. Number 9, Enrique Tarrio. Number 8, Kevin McCarthy. Number 7, Ron DeSantis. Number 6, a tie, Mike Pence and Nikki Haley. Number 5, Hunter Biden. Number 4, Fani Willis. Number 3, Jack Smith. Number 2, Joe Biden. And, of course, number 1, Donald J. Trump.
All right. So this whole business of putting the list together, as the vice president and executive editor of Talkers, would you like to give us a little insight into how you and Michael and the other members of the staff put this list together every week? You know what? It's a secret.
Not really.
Do you have to kill me after you tell me what the process is?
No, Talkers has its method of determining what the most talked about stories and people are during the given broadcast week in news talk media, which for people should know includes not just news talk radio, but news talk television and digital media as well, too. But we have our method for doing it, and those are the stories, those are the people.
That's it. Don't ask
that
any questions.
It.
Right, exactly. So
yeah, you don't call Pew and ask them how they do their surveys, do you?
I don't call them, but I sometimes have wondered how they do their surveys.
I bet you do.
Being the curious sort that I am, in fact. Yes, right. All right, so one of the stories this week, I'm going to dig around here a little bit because you're an experienced broadcaster as well as being the editor of Talkers, so you have, as you're listening, I give people a little insight. I know that you spend time talking to program people, listening to the hosts, the radio stations that do this, that provide the service that's known as News Talk Radio. So when you come across something like this, this migrant child who died on the Texas bus trip, and people saying this was a young girl from Venezuela, and authorities have the down there, the whole business. What would you do if you were the governor of, let's say, Texas, and all these people are coming? You know, let's distribute the wealth, more or less. So this family from Venezuela that had been on the border for quite a long time, this girl actually was sick when she got on the bus, and she died on the bus. And so, you know, the people from Texas that, you know, kind of in the hot seat for what they did and why they're doing it, She was 3 years old, and the bus was on its way to Chicago. You know, they fill up buses, send them to Chicago, send them to Boston, send them to New York, send them to Washington, send them to Baltimore, wherever. And so the authorities at first said that there was nobody sick that got on the bus. And then after some medical screenings, they found out that, in fact, this girl had been sick, and apparently what she had spread all through the bus, because when they put them on the bus, they don't stop, you know, at a motel. They're on the bus until they get where they're going, and from Dallas up to Chicago, it's about almost a two-day ride. So anyway, when you look at that sort of thing, I guess as a talk radio person, it isn't just about the facts. Okay, so that happened, and that was the story. But then the wonder of having a good talk radio personality and a good focus on the issue is how many different streets you can go down. And this was the number one street to go down with this issue this week. And but you look around and you see some of the local hosts who are taking it from their point of view. As a matter of fact, I have a situation here in Framingham. I don't know if you know about it because you live in Massachusetts as well. The governor took a bunch of these migrants from Haiti. And there, I think there are 400 of them. You know what I'm talking about? Do you know the story?
Or maybe no, I'm not familiar with it specifically, right. But that's all right.
So here's the story. The governor of Massachusetts decided when a bunch of 400 and some odd Haitians just showed up from Florida, and most of them were coming up from Florida. Some of them had ankle bracelets on. Some of them were sick. Some of them, you know, they're just, there's a potpourri, and they bring them in. And they say, okay, send that busload to Framingham, send that busload to Worcester, send that busload to Lowell, send that busload down to Taunton. And so the buses are arriving at the hotel, and they put these people into the hotel. The state pays for the hotel, and they're on their own to find food, shelter, clothing. They have shelter. So they've here in my town, they've amassed all of these, you know, various organizations, churches and stuff to try to take care of these people. There are 40-some-odd people in Framingham. They don't speak any English. They're emaciated. They've got lice. I mean, you can't imagine the problems that they have. And here they are just plopped into our community. And everybody in town says, what the hell are we doing? Why are we doing this to these people? And the mayor says, hey, I didn't get them. I didn't invite them here. But as long as they're here, we got to treat them humanely, but, you know, there are these kinds of stories that are going on all over the country. And so, excuse me, as I look at this and think, okay, we've been talking about this for a long time. I know that's one of the challenges that you have. You know, when do you get off the wheel? But there are these new stories all the time that are happening, and people ought to know about it. I think, you know, the old days of Jerry Williams when he'd get onto a toot like this, and then the audience would get, okay, what are we going to do? It's, mm-hmm. You know, often he would be a rallying point as to whether to, you know, help in situations like this. And that's, again, another thing, how much influence talk radio personalities have in things like this. What do you, you know, run, when you run through all of the experiences that you have to cull during the week to put the list together, you know, how do you put the pieces together of the various stories?
Everything you've just said is sort of pointed out a lot of the issues with dealing with migrants. And obviously, you know, as everyone's probably aware, you know, migrants are generally not, you know, extremely wealthy and healthy, well-traveled, speak several multiple languages, and just kind of move into your society and blend right in. That's the you know, the issue of migrants is these are people who don't have the means to get themselves somewhere the way maybe you or I do, to get out of a situation that is life or death for them, as it is for many people in these countries, so in the countries that they're leaving from. So these issues are huge, and it's a difficult situation, obviously, for any municipality or state to deal with. By definition, it's difficult. If it were easy, it wouldn't be a story. And that's what talk show hosts do. They talk about the issues that affect their communities, and that's why this is on the chart, because people are talking about it. We have a migrant situation right now where there are a lot of, as people are aware, a lot of very dangerous countries in Central America that people are just dying to get out of, you know?
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of dangerous people from these dangerous countries that are coming up here and causing trouble. That's part of this, not the whole thing. It isn't that everybody who comes here is a criminal, but there are a lot of criminals, drug dealers, all kinds of stuff. And the real issue here is, I don't mean to get on a soapbox, but as we're doing the kind of doing a talk radio program, the people who are in charge now aren't really in charge. They aren't doing anything. So this stuff, they talk about the porous. Can you imagine any country in Europe, although the English have been flooded by refugees that have come up from the Middle East, to be sure. There have been porous borders, but not like this. This is like a train.
I disagree with that. I think that you're not correct about migrant issues that have affected other parts of the world. It's been going on since the beginning of time, Doug. You know, wars, famines, all sorts of things have been breeding migration since the beginning of time. It's why we don't all still live in Africa. So this is an age-old human issue, and frankly, it's not going to end at any given point in time. There's always going to be migration. It's always going to be for reasons people just don't up and leave where their native country just because they feel, you know, let's go to America. I hear it's pretty cool there. That's not the way things work, as I'm sure you're aware, and it certainly isn't the way things. People are dying leaving North Africa, trying to get to Europe, to get to Italy, to get to Greece, places like that. You know, dying in the Mediterranean Sea. So this is not a unique problem to America. We just feel it because it's here where we live.
Well, and maybe that's the postscript to the conversation. Maybe the approach that I have to it is based on my own, on what we recognize to be the local reality. And the story I just told you, obviously you can tell by listening to me, I was cranked up about it. But yeah, that it is. It's not true to say that it isn't a situational problem elsewhere. And I was making reference to the Middle East, but there are a lot of that people moving. Their problem in England is as bad as it is here in some respects. And they don't know, you know, any more than we know what to do with them. London is overcrowded. Londoners and Brits in general are really ticked off. That was one of the reasons that they get out of, or they used to get out of the European Union. And that didn't really get them very far. It got them into a hole, kind of. Different story for a different day. Kevin Casey, Vice President of Talkers, Executive Editor at Talkers, is here. Michael Harrison is off. We're going through the stories list and the people list, and we'll continue with that in a matter of moments here on the Countdown. There's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin, who's here to talk about weight loss. What else would she talk about besides weight loss? So is this something that is good for all ages?
We always recommend speaking to a doctor before you start a weight loss regimen for, you know, an underage kid. But I will say that I've known customers, you know, over the years who have taken this, and their kids have taken it, and, you know, and then their moms and dads have taken it. They got a whole family on it, you know. It's collagen protein, so it is natural. It's not going to affect you negatively at all. It doesn't interfere with any medications or anything like that.
There's a Labor Day sale.
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy three, get three, buy four, get four, buy five, get five, buy 10, get 10. It's like paying half price. The website has the big sale. It's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us. Our number is toll free. It's 1-800-325-4366.
And you go to toploss.com to get the deals. Use Doug as a discount code when you check out. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That is what you're listening to every week at this time. I'm usually here with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, and the Talk Radio Countdown. Kevin Casey is here because Michael is not available this week. He is the Vice President of Talkers and the Executive Editor, so very much responsible, as is Michael, for what you read, what you find online at talkers.com. These charts are published every week at talkers.com, and also we publish them at gooddayshow.com as well. So the story list and the things that are a part of what's going on, it sort of is a magazine, in a manner of speaking. Some of the, you know, the way that I approach it anyway is to try to bring as much information to the surface. In, you know, at the in the front of the magazine are the big stories, and the back of the magazine there are some other stories. But do you ever get to the back of the magazine? You pretty much stay at the front. And you want to know, for example, this week, number 9, the Russian-Ukrainian war. There are now people from all over the world, I think at latest count, Kevin, 3 continents fighting for the control of whatever it was that, can I pronounce his name right? Prigozhin. Is that
The Wagner Group, former leader of the Wagner Group.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. So now, because Putin had him killed, he thought that would be the end
of him.
Oh, my God, yes. Who would have thought? yes, right, allegedly. Well, they didn't have to put him on trial, so I figure I'm not much on allegedly when it's pretty obvious.
Trials are expensive. Bombs are cheap.
Yeah. Now, that's very true. Anyway, so the Ukrainian troops are using ammunition that has been banned by, what do they have, the international, what's that, the international, some,
depleted, you're right, depleted uranium, yeah.
Yeah, and other stuff that is not legit, supposedly. But who is it that decided that these are things you can use in war and these are things you can't use in war? I mean, war is war, right? Who pays attention? What are they going to do to these guys because they're using that stuff? Take them out back and shoot them?
Well, there are international rules of war.
Yeah.
And you know, so I think that's what people are referring to.
It is. the human rights concerns and stuff that they have, but the Russians don't give a damn about that. What, you think they're going to... Well, let's look in Rule Book 14 to see on page 85 if we can use this. But these people... The guy that
well,
got killed.
I think that the fear is that if people violate the quote-unquote rules of war, then they are sanctioned, and the more the violation is seen as, if that's the case,
why isn't Putin on trial in The Hague for war crimes?
You're asking me?
Yes, because you're in charge. You're the vice president at Talkers. Come on.
I don't think you understand my pay grade.
I see. Below your pay grade.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, obviously, countries have played fast and loose with the rules of war since they've been established, you know, the last 150 years or so when modern warfare kind of developed, you know. So, you know, it's always a risk that a country takes, and Putin certainly is seen by many as a potential war criminal. So, I mean, is it possible in the future that he ends up being actually tried in The Hague? It's possible. I wouldn't bet the farm on it, but, you know, it's possible.
You don't have a farm, but I do, so I could bet the farm on it. And
I have garden boxes, Doug, okay? Bet the garden boxes.
Please do. The program brought to you by the folks at 541 Travel, who are offering you two free nights in Las Vegas by calling 800-419-DOUG. That's all you have to do to get two free nights in Las Vegas, no matter what time of day or night it is. Operators are standing by at the other end of 800-419-3684. So the truth of the matter is, for a good time, call Doug, 800-419-DOUG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. One Republican senator is making headlines for stating the COVID-19 vaccine could be more dangerous than the virus itself. Kentucky Senator and private physician Rand Paul, on the floor of the U.S. Senate this week, argued there are risks to heart health with repeated COVID-19 vaccine use.
If you have had COVID within 3 months and you take a vaccine, you have a profound risk
Paul and other Republican lawmakers remain wary of any potential future mandates. Former Vice President Dick Cheney is out with an anti-Trump political ad this week. The video shows Cheney glaring at the camera.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump.
Cheney goes on to say Trump knows he lost the 2020 election and has been lying about it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Rolling back into the second half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen, here with Kevin Casey, the Vice President and Executive Editor of Talkers Magazine. Michael is off this week, so we are in a less than simplistic fashion going through the stories, people, getting some insight from Kevin and his perch, what he hears, what he listens to, what he's coming up with. Number three this week, the focus on the presidential race and who's going to run. Vice President of the United States, Ms. Kamala Harris. I haven't told you my story with her, Kevin.
No, you haven't.
All right. So when I was on KABC in Los Angeles, first started like in 1993, she was just coming into prominence. And the first interview she ever did was on my program. And she had set her sights on a local district attorney's office. I think I'm trying to remember what she was running for. But she came into the studio and sat down. I mean, that studio. Were you ever in the old KABC studios in on La Cienega? What fabulous! Oh my God, what a fabulous! It was. I pinched myself. I would have worked there for nothing. It was like being in a real, like real radio. Not that I hadn't worked in a lot of great places before, but it was just that feeling. So anyway, she comes in, and she has an entourage with her, and she presents herself. And so, as is often the case when you're interviewing a politician, you talk about some of the local issues. She wanted to talk about nothing but herself. It was all about me, I, this is what I am going to do to help the people of Los Angeles. No, this is what I want. And from that point to this, I never forgot how self-serving she was and how it was as she became more prominent. As I stayed on, in Los Angeles and watched what was going on, It really was troubling to see how many people were drinking the Kool-Aid with her. It just amazed me. And the approach was, more, here's this woman of color who wants to have more of a say or a play in what's going on. And so we pay attention to her. She is vapid. She has nothing to say. She doesn't have any new ideas. She was just there. And the thing that bothered me more than anything else about her was the way that she took off. She was the harshest critic of Joe Biden, made fun of his age, made fun of him just across the board. And the fact that the Democratic National Committee decided that she ought to be with him, it was outrageous. Anyway, so...
Well, I mean, look at how many times have politicians criticizing each other, and then when they find out they can be on the ticket with them, that then they're nicer. That happens all the time. I mean, Republicans do that too. I mean, that's just kind of
sure they do.
Because initially, you're going against each other in cases where you're not an incumbent, and then you find out, okay, well, this guy, you know, or gal won the, you know, is the nominee, and now they're going to pick a Veep. Well, that person generally oftentimes comes from that same pool, and, you know, that's just kind of the, I'm not surprised by that at all. I mean, these people will, I mean, politicians are very
good. Politicians.
They're turning the corner and saying, okay, well, that was then, this is now, here's what we say, you know.
So she's on the road for a month-long college tour, traveling to a dozen campuses across eight different states in the United States.
Oh, is she going to college soon? Is she going
for
colleges?
Right.
Oh.
She's going to tell you how much more value Democrats hold than Republicans. And if you're a young voter, why would you ever consider being a Republican? The key issues like abortion access, the Democrats are for you and the Republicans aren't. You know, it'll be... Joe Biden... he loses to only one other person in terms of job rating, and that's her. So one wonders how she will be as seen. It's obvious they're trying to mobilize young voters. I think the last time this happened was when Obama was running, right? Do you remember that? Obama was pretty good at rallying the cry.
Well, he got elected twice. I guess he was.
Yeah. Well, have you heard the latest about him? There's a rolling... rumor about Obama.
Are you going to the Tucker Carlson interview? Is that really where you're going?
I'm not going to go there. There's a rumor that came out of
that. No, but you know what there is, Doug? There's a crazy guy with a serious criminal record who, for some reason, Tucker Carlson decided had something to say about Barack Obama, and he did even Elon Musk is telling him it was stupid.
Well, this is the way you bring up a wonderful point. Thank you for opening the door to this part of the conversation. The screwballs that are on the social media, like in this case, Carlson has gotten himself to X or Twitter or whatever it is, and you know, he has credibility with people. Whether he ought to be considered credible or not is another story. There are a lot of people on both sides who are just gas bags. And they say whatever they want because it's entertaining. After all, what most people forget about these programs, even this program or any radio or television program, the number one reason for us to be here is to get ratings, sell advertising, and make money. So however you do that, there's nobody who's going to be the judge of you know, the facts. I always love it when people say the fact of the matter is. Well, you know, or somebody will say, Limbaugh always used to say, this is the home of the truth. Well, whose truth is it? There's a difference between the truth and facts. And that seems to be a line that's very blurred at the moment by guys like Carlson. Just, you know, that's kind of the way. But other talk radio people do the same thing, right? Alex Jones? I'm going through a rogues gallery of characters, but does that mean that Dan Bongino is more believable? Or, you know, whatever else their name, you know, you can look at any number of these people who do political shows. Maybe Dave Ramsey's more credible because he doesn't do a political radio program. Maybe, who knows, but I'm off on a toot here.
Well, I mean, look, people, talk radio is about offering opinions, you know, based on, you know, the news of the day. That's kind of really what it boils down to in a sentence. And, you know, that's what people do. I think presenting what are considered, here's the thing. I mean, just to for people who might be, let's just talk about the Tucker Carlson interview. I don't remember the guy's name, the guy who claims that he had sex with Barack Obama.
Right.
Whatever, a long time ago in Illinois. You know,
twice.
Any news organization in the world, it doesn't even matter. I don't think that Fox News Channel or Newsmax or any or news organization that brands itself as a conservative news organization would have taken this guy seriously, or at the very least, if they would said they would have checked out his story or attempted to and said, nah, there's not really nothing credible here. And they would
we're talking about it. Here we are talking about it, and people say, huh? What's the story? So Tucker Carlson has achieved what he wants to do, what he wants to achieve, and that's getting
Well, has he really? I mean, the fact that you and I are talking about it because we're talking about what's going on in the news talk media is different than what Joe Sixpack is talking about as he goes off to his job in the morning, you know.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. All right, next. The jury that convicted Peter Navarro, this is related to number one, Trump and his various advisors and what kind of a problem they have because they were connected to him. So Navarro gets, he was convicted, or I don't know if you use the term convicted, but he was
guilty
of contempt
of Congress.
So he defied a subpoena from the House. The January 6th committee was looking into what the nuances were, and so they thought that what he presented was weak. In terms of argument,
he two things. He didn't present what he was asked to present.
No, so he that's right.
He refused
weak
to present, and the argument he presented was that he had immunity based upon that was granted to him by the president. The judge said, "No, you don't," and the jury found him guilty.
Right. So now
he could have shown up and pleaded the fifth.
Yeah, that's all.
But he chose not to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, so now hopefully he'll choose a nice bed and some good sheets in the
joint.
Well,
like he is going to appeal, you know, as Stephen K. Bannon is appealing. He was convicted. Stephen K. Bannon was convicted of the same thing. He is also appealing his conviction. Time will tell what happens there.
So one wonders where the money comes from for these guys, how expensive it is to go through all these appeals. Trump's using money from his campaign, which I think is highly questionable. But apparently it's almost run out anyway, so where's he going to go from there? Have to spend, can you imagine the outrage of having to spend your own money to protect yourself or defend yourself? Oh, my.
Well, Navarro has said that he's poor, that this is tapping him. He's admitted that he's, you know, doesn't have the funds to defend himself.
Yeah. Well, it also shows you whether, and so the right-wingers say this is, people trying to get at Trump, and they're using these guys to do it. And Trump was leaving them out to dry, hanging them out to dry, because he doesn't, you know, he's not helping much one way or the other. So I don't know what the right argument is, but there's plenty
of right argument about what?
Yeah, that's it, exactly. There you go down.
Who should pay? I mean.
Yeah, right. And how do they pay? Do they go to jail? Do they fine them? What do they do?
Well, I think that if you get involved in an endeavor, and that's what I'm going to call the attempt to overturn or to challenge, let's say, the results of the 2020 election, if you get into an endeavor to do that and you are counting on someone else to pay your legal bills in case things go awry, then you are a fool.
Uh-huh.
That's just my opinion.
You heard it here first, folks.
I wouldn't do it because I would never assume that anyone else is going to pay my legal bills.
Right.
But,
well,
you know.
Yeah, well, you're not really somebody that gets into a lot of trouble anyway, are you?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm not sure if I'm being investigated yet.
Yeah. Ron DeSantis and Vivek Ramaswamy, I'm really happy that I learned how to pronounce this guy's name, have been asked by, as you can imagine, other candidates about the prison sentences that were handed down for members of the Proud Boys this week for their roles in January 6th. I said on the, we have 2 hours of this program, the countdown, and then we have what we call the talk radio review, with Jennifer Horn and Jade Kirshner and I going through the stories in the People List, and I said I thought it was okay that the leader of the Proud Boys got 22 years. Well, Jennifer went apoplectic and said, how dare you, blah, 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 it's excessive and wrong. How come people can murder three folks and get less time in jail than the Proud Boy founder got?
Well, I don't know of a case where someone's murdered three people and received less than 22 years. I'd like to see evidence of that.
Check the California. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, these are tough sentences, but you know that's seditious conspiracy, and that's taken very seriously. I don't know. I haven't obviously talked with Jennifer about this, but I always use this litmus test, Doug, when I look at these things from a perspective of right versus left or whatever. And as you are well aware, Talkers Magazine takes no stand. We're nonpartisan. We're neither Republican nor Democratic. Blah blah blah. The issue is if the same exact thing were happening and the person being accused were a Democrat, how would Jennifer Horn feel about that? If this were Antifa.
Differently. I'll tell you that.
If this were Antifa who was getting 22 years for trying to prevent a Republican from being sworn into office, how would she feel? I just always ask myself that question when people make these arguments.
Not a bad question. Kevin Casey, Vice President and Executive Editor of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here's the People List. The people on this list are usually associated with the top stories. Not always, but sometimes. Most of the time, in fact. Comes from Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. Number 10 on the list of people being discussed on News Talk Radio this week, Mitch McConnell. For some obvious reasons. Well, the names on the list should be there for obvious reasons. Number 9, Enrique Tarrio. Kevin McCarthy occupies the number 8 spot on the people list from Talkers. Number 7, Ron DeSantis. At number 6, some more people who would be president, like Pence and Haley. Hunter Biden is in the 5th position. Fannie Wallace still finds herself on the list this week at number 4. Jack Smith, another star in the Trump world, number 3, Joe Biden is number 2, and the Trumpster is happy to be number 1. No matter what it is, just spell my name right, he says. And that's it. The People List from Talkers Magazine for the week of September 4th to the 8th. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The story list from Talkers now, the official list from Talkers Magazine. You can find it every week at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. At number 10 on the story list this week, the weather with the hurricanes and the heat and yada, yada, yada. Number 9, the war in Ukraine. Number 8, the sentences for some more people involved in January 6th. The number 7 item, the map rulings, congressional seats in question in Georgia, a couple of other states as well. The migrant situation at number 6. At number 5, the impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden, should we get him or not? And number 4 is his son and the investigation into him. Number 3, the presidential race, who's zooming whom. Biden's job ratings is 2, and Trump's legal battles are number 1 here on the countdown.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here from the offices of Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Can you imagine a lawyer calls, he's got a shingle out and it says on it, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Esquire. Wow, that's big time stuff. Also a college professor at Bentley University. He knows the law. He hasn't fought the law, so the law hasn't won. But it's close. There are times when it seems like the law wins and the law loses. So, number 8 this week on the countdown story list, the January 6th sentences. And who got what? I had an argument on the air with one of my co-hosts that I said I thought that the sentence to the big guy from Proud Boys was appropriate. And the counter to that from her was, well, how come I can shoot up California, kill a few people, and not get 22 years? There's an axe grind here. And we would expect somebody on one side to say something, somebody else on the other side to say something else. So is this appropriate? If you look back at the people that have been tried and convicted of this kind of stuff, is this punishment appropriate?
Yeah, we've deemed it appropriate. I got to admit that when I first saw, you know, because many of these had been along the lines of 6 and 8 years, but this was, you know, one of the leaders who was intent on having a violent action that day. There are sentencing guidelines, and this was within the sentencing guidelines. That being said, the first thing that came to my mind was most murderers don't do that much time.
That's
as well.
Exactly. That's the counter, and it's a good counter to it, frankly.
It is. On the other hand, as bad as murder is, and it doesn't get much worse, you're literally talking about the attempt to overthrow the government. That's pretty damn serious. So, you know, it was one of the reasons we have sentencing guidelines is so that judges don't do sentences that are way out of line. So these are well thought out ahead of time. And
is there a rule book that says, okay, for sedition, you get 6 years, and for trying to overthrow the government, you get another 8? Is it that direct? Where do you say guidelines? Right?
Yeah, pretty close. The guidelines do go by the crimes. They set what are the recommended guidelines, and then to allow some kind of flexibility for whatever the particular facts may be, a judge can go outside of those. But if the judge does, the judge has to indicate very precisely the reasons for not following the guidelines. So they may seem out of line to some, but these are things that have been very, very thoughtfully thought out and prepared and really not subject to political influences.
All right, so there's that. Now, we have the continuing focus on Trump and his story and who get, like Navarro got convicted this week, how close are they getting to Trump?
They should have. I mean, yeah. Navarro, this is one, regardless of what you are, you know, the one institution that is seems to be weathering the discord in the country right now the best, I really think, is the courts. And, you know, when I used to do trials, I would say to the jury, I felt about our system of justice like Winston Churchill's felt about democracy. He said democracy was the worst form of government on the face of the earth except for all of the others. And
right.
Our justice
right.
system is flawed, but quite frankly, it is the best on earth. And here is someone who took Navarro just totally flaunting the law. And the jury, they didn't take much time. It was in and out. This whole thing was seating the jury and having the trial and conviction all within a week. And it was a flaunting. He had a subpoena from Congress, and he said, F you, Congress, I'm not going. So this is F you, Peter. But here it is. You know what the guidelines are for this?
Yeah.
The guidelines are he'll do 30 days.
You think? Really? Okay. Well,
that's about it. Yeah.
A lot of notoriety, anyway, under the circumstances. All right, so Hunter Biden and his father, this nice pair. Let's see, we've got the Biden's low job ratings. We got Hunter investigation and then the impeachment inquiry. They take up 3 of the 10 slots on the countdown this week.
For the life of me, I can't see anyone finding a high crime and misdemeanor that anything that that President Biden did. The son's a piece of crap. The gun violation is a relatively minor thing, but he's guilty as sin. And the tax matters again are minor and generally not punished much. But because he's under Biden, it's probably going to come down hard.
Make a lesson out of him. Teach him a lesson. Make an example out of him. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.